This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. You can call. We'll get you right on in on the air. Our telephone number is again 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online. The website, klausfinancial.com. That's KLAUSFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, that telephone number, 442-5637. And the website, KLAUSFinancial.com. That's KLAUSFinancial.com. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite of Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Great, Sean. How are you?
Doing real well. Great to see you, Malia. Kyle, how you been?
I'm doing good. How are you, Sean?
Fantastic. Great to talk with both of you. And we've got a lot of stuff to get to this week. We're going to be talking about allocating and properly allocating your portfolio. Before we get to that, though, let's talk Klaus Quiz Question Weekend. We'll have another one this week. Chance to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Land's End. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win it. Just a little tip. Listen closely. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question Week comes up during the program. But before we get to this week's show, one of the nice things we do, we look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week, talk a little bit about and give the answer as well. What was last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and answer?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and congrats to Doug, who was our winner last week. Last week's question was, what year were the IRAs first introduced? And the answer was that they were first introduced back in 1974.
Fantastic. And again, we'll do another Klaus Quiz Question Week coming up this week as well, so listen closely to the program. If you have questions for Malia and Kyle, they'd love to answer them for you right now. We'll get you on the air. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. So we're starting to kind of get retirement, getting, you know, people get that into focus, and everyone's looking for some tips, and especially when it comes to properly allocating their portfolio. What advice and what kind of tips do you give people for doing that?
Well, it's a really important question, and I think in 2017, when people obviously got very comfortable with their portfolios only going in the positive direction,
yes.
They wouldn't be listening to this discussion this morning. But when they've seen some volatility, which we expect over time, mm-hmm. Knowing that many of our clients have pinpointed a retirement date and they're moving closer towards that, they see volatility in the market like we've recently seen, and that makes them nervous for obvious reasons. And that's why, you know, once we can pin down when you're planning on retiring, we work backwards, meaning that we want to be able to plan accordingly to how you should be allocated across your stocks, bonds, and cash within your portfolio. So most of us all have the same ideal goal. We want a comfortable retirement, a financially secure retirement, and Kyle and I will both tell you, we've never heard people say that they have too much money in retirement. So what we're trying to do is design a portfolio that will give you the ability to achieve whatever long-term financial goals you have. So your strategy is not going to be the same as your neighbor or your brother or your coworker. It's going to depend on a lot of factors. Some people tell us today that they want to retire at 55. And I'm just going to tell you, if you're going to retire at 55 and potentially live to 95, that's a lot of years. We're talking 40 years plus that you're going to have to make sure that, aside from Social Security, assuming you have that, that you have enough investment assets that's going to get you through a 40-year period of time. So we need to be perhaps, in some cases, more aggressive because you want a longer retirement, or you're telling us, you know, I'm planning on retiring in a year. Well, we're going to do a completely, you know, different style of portfolio for someone who needs to back off risk sooner than later. So we talk a lot about on this show the different asset classes. You've got your stocks, which obviously means equity in companies, and they're going to be more volatile, as we've seen recently. If you own some Facebook, you've seen that kind of go a little nuts recently. Bonds are a little less risky. Those are, you're actually buying the debt of companies, their income producing. And finally, cash. And that generally, cash is considered a risk-free investment. But if you have only cash in your portfolio and you're watching the announcements of inflation slowly creeping up, that cash is not worth tomorrow what it is worth today. So we have to make sure that those allocations look really, really good, depending on your situation. And finally, when you're at work and you're looking at your portfolio for your retirement assets, you have some choices. Mm-hmm. And one of those choices for many people is looking at what they call a target fund, or sometimes they have lifestyle funds. And that basically says, okay, I'm going to retire around the year 2020, and they are automatically backing off some risk for you. I would just be careful, and this is where we want people to reach out to a financial advisor that's knowledgeable about your situation, because sometimes those funds don't know you personally. In fact, they don't. So perhaps you have a lot more risk tolerance than what those are going to provide for, or vice versa. And we don't want to see you stuck in a correction that you didn't properly plan for.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. That's all one word. A lot of great information about Klaus Financial on their website. You can learn about some of their different divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic snapshot that comes in your inbox once a week that gives you a heads up on what's going on in the market. It's a very, very cool little email. I get it. I signed up for it a couple of years ago. It's real nice each Wednesday morning, a little update on the markets there. Again, just get to klausfinancial.com. You can also listen to previous shows, podcasts as well from the website. Again, that's klausfinancial.com. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. One more time, that's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. You can get on the air. Our number's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Klaus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for Malia and Kyle, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com and their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or again, we can get you on the air if you have questions for Malia and Kyle, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. By the way, Malia, when you were talking in that last segment, something had never, how long have we been doing this show? We've been doing
a few years, quite like five years plus.
Yeah, we've been hanging out every week for a long time now. And I we've talked about retiring early, and I don't know why this had never dawned on me before. But I always thought, okay, yeah, you've got to save more because you're working fewer years. But I totally spaced the point of not only are you working fewer years, but you're also going to be in retirement greater years. I didn't even think about that shift until you were just talking.
It's going to cost a lot more to play golf for 40 years than you know, like 20 or 30. Although Kyle's making a good, he's playing golf every day. I don't know about Kyle. He's already half retired.
Oh, that is fantastic. Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Again, the website, klausfinancial.com, and the telephone number, 442-5637. So as we're talking about proper allocation when it comes to your portfolio, the question, of course, comes to stocks, and you mentioned that a little bit in the last segment. So as far as putting that allocation and that portfolio together, how much then should we putting as far as stocks, how much should we be putting in that in our portfolio of stocks?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sean, and it's the answer to that is like many in this business, and that there is no one-size-fits-all for everybody. Everybody's situation is a little bit different, and that's why we need to consider things like the timeline like Malia was talking about. Someone that's retiring at 70 is going to not be retired as long probably as someone that's retiring at 60. Risk tolerance, obviously everybody's a little bit different as far as what they can tolerate. I like to say, you know, investing is always going to have waves. It's all in how comfortable we are with how big these waves are going to be. So that's kind of how I think of risk tolerance. And then obviously your goals. You know, some people, their only goal is to make sure that they leave as much as they can for the kids, and they're not worried about what they live on and things like that. So there's a lot of different things that go into it. And like I said, there's no single overarching theme that works for everybody, but we generally need it to provide enough long-term growth because, again, we could be retired for, you know, 30, 35, 40 years sometimes. But we also want some downside protection because, again, the market doesn't just always go up, even though we've been getting a little spoiled the last few years here where it seems like that's all it does. But there are times like these last, you know, month and a half here where it does bounce around on us and can go down. So we need some downside protection as well. But typically we see people, you know, in retirement, close to retirement, usually it's going to be somewhere between 40 and 60% of their stock is going to be in stock. But again, diversification is key, and what that exact percentage is kind of up to everybody else that we need to just kind of figure out what makes sense and what works for them.
Is there room to be adjusting your strategy once you get into, kind of, once you've moved from saving to living? I mean, is there a... Is there important to kind of change your strategy once you get into retirement?
Yeah, absolutely. Because many people, you know, when you first retire, that's typically when you're going to do more of your spending and traveling, right? You're trying to knock those bucket list things off as fast as you can because, again, we just don't know how long you're going to be healthy enough to do those types of things. So maybe in the first couple of years we're pulling a higher income, so maybe we actually want to be a little more conservative than what we would be long term. And then also as you get a little bit older, you know, you have clients that are in their 80 or 85 and they realize they have more than enough money for themselves, so now they may want to get a little more aggressive because now it's more passing on to the kids and they want to pass on as much as they can. But one idea that you'll hear out there as far as how much stock you should have is that you take your age and subtract it from 110. So in that example, if you're 60 years old, you take 110 minus 60, you should have about 50% in stock, and the rest are between bonds and cash and other things out there, maybe alternatives and stuff like that. But again, that's just a kind of a thing that you'll hear out there. It doesn't necessarily mean it's right for everybody. It doesn't necessarily mean it's wrong for everybody. And also another thing to remember is that Warren Buffett, who is obviously one of the most famous people from Nebraska probably and also one of the best investors ever, his theme is successful investing takes time, discipline, and patience. So like we said, you're going to have really good runs in the market. You may go through a bad run in the market, but if you pick the right allocation, you adjust it accordingly, and you just give it time and stay disciplined and stick with it, that's going to give you probably your best result.
Talking with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas this morning from Klaas Financial. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call. Number 442-5637. And you can also call now. We'll get you on the air with your questions for our retirement planning professionals. Our number is 321-1310. Toll-free 877-235-1310. A lot of questions you hear about bonds, and people wonder, you know, is there a place for bonds? You see very low returns with those. People are saying, well, are they worth it? What are you advising people?
Well, and that's because we're coming off a 35-year, you know, run of good bond returns. Mm-hmm. And this is what we've known, our parents and our grandparents, everyone always had lots of bonds. So the most important reason to continue to hold bonds is that whether rates are rising or not, they still fulfill for long-term investors what Kyle was speaking of. And that's really what we want to make sure our clients are listening is about being a long-term investor. Mm-hmm. The most important function of bonds is that they act as a barricade against the volatility of the stock market. So it's funny, I'll sit with a client and they'll say, and you know, last year was a great year of returns, and they'll say, well, you know, I mean, you know, I know I should be happy about 13% returns, but I mean, friend of mine got 25% or 30% returns. And, you know, I have to bring in the reminders. The reason we can't afford to take on that much risk is the downside will take us a lot longer to recover from. And that's the part people don't remember. So looking at bonds, for example, back in 2008, when Standard & Poor's 500 index dropped 37%, the aggregate bond index gained 5.2%. Now, we don't always see things, you know, in inverse always work out that way, but point being is that if we're closing in on retirement or if we're in retirement, we cannot afford a 37% drop in our portfolios because we are not going to tell our clients to go back to work. We just don't operate like that. So Yes, I love gains, but they have to be calculated gains. We have to take into account the risk. And so back in 2017, for example, bond funds average gain was about 3.7%. So we can't get rich on bonds at this point, but we need to have a good percentage sitting there, as Kyle was saying, as kind of being that foundation. And those bonds need to be diversified. So that means you're going to have the U.S. Treasuries in there. And honestly, they don't make a whole lot, but they create that foundation. And you're going to have investment-grade corporate issues, and those are going to have a broad range of maturities. So we don't want potential bond losses being too great for you, but certainly we want to cut off the volatility of the stock.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. We do this show each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. right here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss quiz question of the week. Also, don't forget, no cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question Week. Fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Land's End. We'll tell you all about it in just a moment. Talking this morning about allocation when it comes to setting that proper allocation for your portfolio. And I think a lot of people also wonder is, do we change that? As we're getting closer to retirement, should we be modifying it? Should we be tweaking it? Or should we do what Ron Popeil used to say with the Showtime rotisserie? Set it and forget it.
Yeah, that's a great point.
That's an info commercial right there.
It was, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point, Sean. So like we said, not only should you adjust this while you're in retirement, but also as you get closer to retirement, you definitely should probably be backing down some risk as well. Because for so many people remember 2008, even though we're going on 10 years now. And like Malia said, it was down 37%. So the last thing you want to do is have your million-dollar portfolio be cut in half the year you're going to retire, because that really could change your whole outlook for retirement. So typically, as we get closer, you get within, you know, 5, 6, 7 years of retirement, we should definitely probably be backing those down. But a lot of it depends on your tolerance for risk, like we said. And then also a lot of it goes on what you're going to have as far as income in retirement as well, right? Some people are fortunate to have really nice pensions, and maybe both spouses have really nice pensions, so maybe they don't need to live as much on their portfolio. So maybe they're okay taking a little more risk, knowing that over time they'll get a better rate of return on that money too. So it's all based on personal preference, but typically most people should start backing down their stock allocation as they get closer to retirement.
I see a lot of people too, especially younger people, they use the term side hustle, but I also talk to a bunch of older people that are getting ready to retire and say, you know what, in my retirement, I don't want to hang it up. I want to do things more specialized, maybe get a part-time job somewhere doing something that I'm passionate about, or start a small business. Is that something as well that you're seeing people do, is getting involved with kind of after careers, so to say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there's only so much TVs and books you can read, right?
Yes.
And golf.
Or sit around. And golf you can play.
Well, two out of three anyway.
Yeah. So my retirement plan is probably to work at a golf course.
Yeah.
Golf for free. But we have many clients that do that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, your side hustle, side business, absolutely. Some people, you know, there was one of the big companies, I forget which one it was, but they said retirement is the time to pay yourself for what you want to do, right? So maybe it's photography that you love doing, and you're going to take photos of people, you know, a couple months out of the year, or get into nature photography, all that kind of stuff. And obviously, if you get any sort of income from that, that can definitely help. But again, you want to be careful and not turn your passion into a job, because then you can kind of lose your passion about it as well.
Very, very good stuff this morning. Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of information about Klaus Financial on the website. You can learn about their different divisions. There are three of them there. A little bit of something for everyone. Also, if you're a business owner as well, you can learn a little bit about some of the services at Klaus Financial. Scroll down a bit on the website. Also, by the way, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. A little email comes in your inbox each and every Wednesday morning. You're going to get a rundown of what's happened in the previous week. It's a very, very nice feature. I've been signed up with it for a couple of years. And again, it's a really cool thing. Just get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Land's End. This week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week is this. What famous investor from Nebraska once said, "Successful investing takes time, discipline, and patience"? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Land's End. Don't forget also, that's number four, Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison. Not going to cost you anything for the initial get-to-know-you kick-the-tires meeting at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Malia, Kyle, great to see both of you this week. You have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks, John. Have a good one.
Take care. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.